Hey everybody, this is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today, I've got a little mini rant for you.
So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, so I'm in the middle of the One Funnel Away Challenge, and I am having a lot of fun with it. And it's funny because, you know, there's 5,500 people that joined this one, which is the most we've ever had in a challenge, which anytime you have a challenge or that many people, there's always like a little bit of crazy in there, right? I remember hearing Tim Ferriss talk about it one time. He said that he's like, you know, when my following was small, you know, everyone seemed normal. But he's like, but, you know, now on my blog, I can't remember. He's like, I got 10 million readers. He's like, 10 million people. He's like, that's the size of New York City. He's like, there are a lot of crazy, insane people inside of New York City. He's like, so, you know, based on that, he's like, people that are reading me, he's like, there are lunatics. There are people insane. There's probably murders. There's like all these horrible people in there. And he's like, you know, when your audience gets so big, there's always a bunch of crazies. And so I always think about that as we start growing and there's people that come in and say funny things and just like frustrating. So today I saw one, and so this is my little mini rant about it. The comment was basically like, Russell, I already signed up for One Funnel Away. Why do I keep getting emails about One Funnel Away? I'm super angry and I'm not impatient. It makes me want to refund my money and blah, blah, blah. Quit spamming me with all your stuff. I'm just like, all right, number one, do you know what spam is? The definition of spam is not you signing up for something and you getting emails about it. Spamming is me stealing your email and sending you unsolicited mail. That is spamming. You getting messages in an autoresponder is not. Number two, the reason why I do not pull you off is because it is actually strategic. It actually helps increase how much money we make. Everyone's got this, I don't know, this is like the automation gurus. They have this thought in their head, like you don't want somebody to see an email for a product they already bought in the past. If you do, blah, 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 right? Or you don't want someone to see an ad for a product they already bought in the past. You got to make sure that nobody ever sees it. And so they stress so much about pulling people out, making sure they don't see this thing, this and this. And the reality is the opposite is actually true. So it drives me nuts about it. Like everyone, all the automation gurus have this like, this thought that like, yeah, like you have to have perfect automations. That's what this guy was complaining about. Like, if your system's so good, why don't you pull me out? Because I already bought it, right? And there's a reason behind it. The reason is because if I did that, it would actually lower your likelihood of success, okay? I learned this initially actually from Matt Fury back in the day. Matt Fury was he was promoting some course he had created, and he sent out emails every single day for 30 days. And I was on a coaching call, and I heard somebody ask him that, like, well, when people buy, do you pull them off the list so they don't keep getting emails? He's like, no, why would I do that? Because they already bought it. Like, why should you keep sending them emails? He's like, because, he's like, the first thing that happens when somebody buys something is they get what? Buyer remorse. And then they want, you know, and then they may buy the product and they never actually go through it. He's like, you have to keep selling the person like 100 times, even if they bought. You have to sell them on why they shouldn't feel bad about the thing they bought, right? You know, 2 days later, I'm like, oh man, that costs $100. Maybe I should, you know, maybe I need that money. Like if they see another ad for it, they're like, oh yeah, reconfirm their decision, right? Gets rid of buyer remorse, right? And then someone's like, oh, I got the course, I haven't gone through it yet. Well, if you never message them about it, they're going to forget about it, right? If I keep messaging, keep seeing the ads, it's like, oh yeah, I bought that thing. I should go back and do it. Oh yeah. Like it re-motivates you, re-inspires you, re-gets you excited about going and consuming the thing you already paid for. So by actually not pulling you off of every single list and every retargeting list and every email sequence, I'm actually doing you a favor. Right? It gives you the ability for me to resell you, reconfirm you, get you more excited about the thing over and over and over and over and over again. Right? If I stopped talking about ClickFunnels the moment you sign up for ClickFunnels, guess what would happen? You wouldn't use ClickFunnels. You wouldn't be successful with ClickFunnels. Like, oh, I guess this doesn't work because Russell's not talking about it anymore. I keep talking about it, right? Because it keeps, like, it works. Right? And sometimes someone uses ClickFunnels and then some reason they're not happy or something happens or their business changes and they cancel, right? If I just say, oh, well, they already signed up ClickFunnels once, they're never going to join again. That is not true. People will sign up and cancel over and over and over again, right? And so if you keep talking about your message. So while I understand the importance of automation and moving someone from list to list, a lot of times that is not necessary. In fact, it'll hurt your audience more than it'll actually help them. So take that, all of you, automation experts who think that that's the magic. Like literally before the challenge, my team asked me, like, should we be pulling people off the list the promotional list as they sign up. I said, no, because if you do, they sign up 2 weeks before the challenge starts, they're going to forget in 2 weeks, but they see the message and the next message is coming to you. And it's like starting tomorrow. I'm like, make sure you, if you haven't signed up yet, make sure you sign up. Those things get people to remember and get people to actually show up. So why would I pull them off of those sequences? I need them as excited as the person that bought the second before we started. And so anyway, there's my mini rant for today. The other mini rant is I want people to understand, okay? I learned this from Myron Golden. You don't attract who you want, you attract who you are. So if you're the kind of customer coming and complaining, like, oh, why are you spamming with all your messages? Stop sending me emails. I want to refund my thing. I'm so angry. I'm so impatient. Blah, 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 blah. Because you're getting an email for crying out loud? You are not going to be successful in this marketing game. I promise you that. You do not attract who you want. You attract who you are. And so if that's how you feel about marketing, that's the kind of people you're going to bring into your world. Okay? And they're going to be the worst customers of all time. They're going to complain. They're going to whine. They're going to be like horrible people. And you're like, it's weird. I don't know how that works, but it's true. So be the kind of customer, be the kind of subscriber that you want, right? If that email comes and it doesn't make sense, you just delete it or hide it or ignore it. Like it's really not big of a deal. I mean, I get my inbox, I'd say, on a minimum 800 to 1,000 emails a day. Do I get angry about them? No. Someone's like, why don't you unsubscribe from all the lists? Like, why would I unsubscribe from the list? Like, I'm a marketer. I'm trying to see marketing. I want to see 1,500 emails come in my inbox every day. Because 1,500 swipe files of people doing the thing that I'm trying to learn how to do, the thing that I'm trying to become better at doing. Like, why would I unsubscribe? Are you moron? Oh, they sent like 5 emails selling this product. I unsubscribe. Like, really? I thought you signed up to become a marketer. Like, watch it. Watch what they're doing. Figure it out. Don't be like, oh, I know what I'm talking about. I'm annoyed. Like, seriously? That's how you're going to fail in life, okay? Especially this game. Watch. Be excited. Funnel hack. Be like, huh. So, like, I'm angry that Russell's doing this. I'm impatient. Like, what if you stop for a second? It's like, huh, Russell makes a crap ton more money than me. He makes more per day than I make per decade. I wonder if he knows something I don't know. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there. So, yeah, there you go. Mini ran over. That's all I got. You guys, don't get bought into this whole automation thing. It is not as powerful or important as you probably think it is, okay? That's number one. Number two, you attract who you are, not who you want. So don't be a bad person. Be awesome. That's all I got. Thanks for you guys. Appreciate you all and have a great day. Talk soon. Hey everybody, this is Russell again. And really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions. And right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out and actually text me a message, okay? Now the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's gonna happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm gonna be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I wanna make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.